Welcome to Let's Therapy, where we get real and raw about your mental health, faith, and blended family. We're your hosts, counselors Scott and Vanessa Martindale. Now let's therapy. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Let's Therapy. We are your hosts, counselors Scott and Vanessa Martindale. We are excited to be with you. Before we get started, we want to make sure we throw in this disclaimer. This is not a replacement for counseling. If you find yourself in a position where you need some help, we strongly suggest you reach out. Find a great counselor, somebody you can connect with and talk with. Also, if this is something that is immediate, if you find yourself in a situation where you need immediate help, please dial 911 or 988 for your nearest suicide prevention hotline. So yeah. Today, it's great to be with you.
Great to be with you.
We're always together.
We're always together.
We're always every together.
Day.
Every,
yes.
I mean, all day, every day.
All day, every
it's
day.
It's like I can't get rid of you.
And yeah, you can't.
So today on Let's Therapy, we're going to continue our talks because we had talked a little bit about gaslighting mm-hmm. before. And this is kind of an extra step on that. So it's kind of a form of this.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about projection.
Yes.
And I think in blended families, we're going to really get raw on this one because I think it happens a lot more than people are willing to admit.
Yeah.
So let's just look at what is projection.
Yeah. So I'm going to actually give a clinical definition, and this comes from Psychology Today, you guys. And it's projection is the process of displacing one's feelings onto a different person, animal, or object. The term is most commonly used to describe defensive projection, attributing one's own acceptable urges to another. So Scott, break that down a little bit.
So what we're really talking about here is when we're projecting our emotions, projecting our feelings onto another person.
Yeah.
So again, we used and talked about gaslighting before, but this is a thing that gaslighters often use because it involves denying a negative quality about yourself and seeing it in that actual other person.
Right.
So when somebody says, hey, I see this in you, and you're saying, no, I don't see this in me. I actually see this in you.
Yeah.
So you're projecting your feelings onto that other person.
Yeah.
Vanessa, how does this happen in blended families?
Yeah, you know, I think the most common case that you would see with this would probably be the children projecting onto the parents. And this can even happen in your marriage relationship as well. Or even you to the children. But an example of this in a blended family would be that maybe when mom and stepdad get married, the kiddos then take out their frustrations or their anger or pain on, say, the stepdad, because stepdad reminds them of dad who maybe verbally abused mom or verbally abused them, things like that. It can be somebody that reminds you of someone that maybe has done something bad to you or harmed you in a way. I'm just trying to think of this from a kid's perspective. Another example would be, you know, in your marriage, and this happens a lot in blended marriages, you tend to demonize your new spouse for the behaviors of what your ex-spouse did.
Yeah.
And so it could be that your new spouse does something or says something that triggers something within you that harmed you or that you found hurtful or painful that your ex spouse did, and that comes out unknowingly on you.
Well, it's almost like you're talking about the trigger response of somebody touching an inner vow.
Yeah.
So you've made these declarations, and we've talked about inner vows a lot on our podcast and in different segments, but those promises that we've made to ourselves to protect when, whether it's the children or your new spouse touches those, then you're going to project onto them the feelings that you may have underneath the surface.
Right.
So we also see this, I think, a little bit more clearly in sometimes projecting even onto our children the hatred or the fear or the pain that the divorce caused you.
Yeah.
So the one thing about children in blended families is it's the constant connector to a relationship or a marriage that ended in a painful situation. So if your child is reminding you or touching the nerves, or let's just say they say something positive about the other parent and that touches your nerve.
Yeah.
It's like, listen, I'm just trying to think of an example of, oh, well, you know, mom took me to this situation this weekend and we had such a great time. Well, in your mind, you may be thinking, well, they were never involved when we were married, which is why we divorced.
Right.
So you may say something or project that the anger that it makes you feel onto your child. And they may look at it like, oh my gosh, what did I do?
Yeah.
So they may internalize that and say, well, I must have made this parent really upset because they're really mad at me.
Yeah.
When you're not mad at them at all. Mm-hmm. They didn't do anything. All they did was remind you of the pain that you felt before.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are, you know, and everybody experiences this in families. In counseling, this happens a lot, you guys. You know, we'll see clients where you start seeing people that are getting really riled up or getting really frustrated, and you're wondering where that's coming from. So what are some techniques or maybe tools, so to speak, Scott, mm-hmm. that we can implement when we see these reactions starting to come out, when we are understanding or knowing that somebody is projecting on us? What measures can we do to kind of de-escalate that?
Yeah. So let's go through a few steps. So one, you're going to avoid taking on their emotion. So how do we do this? One, we acknowledge their feelings. Yeah. So we acknowledge that, hey, I can see that this upsets you, and let that person know that you understand that they're feeling upset or frustrated. And I want to say this, you know, kids may not have this concept. They may not be able to learn these things.
Yeah.
So again, I think that if you're being open mm-hmm. and you're understanding that, hey, I may be in this situation or I may be projecting. These are things that you can also tell yourself. So one, acknowledge the feelings. Two, ask questions. Try to get to the root of why that person is projecting on you.
Mm-hmm.
Three, avoid taking on their emotion. So just because an anger emotion was submitted to you doesn't mean that you need to get angry back. If you acknowledge that, hey, I didn't do anything,
yeah,
I'm not going to get angry back. I understand that I may have stepped on a nerve here or stepped on an inner vowel,
mm-hmm.
so I'm not going to take on their emotion. Four is you start to set boundaries.
Yeah.
You start to set boundaries to say, hey, listen, I'm going to have these comments or I may say something here, but you don't have the right to be angry with me because of the way I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
So setting those boundaries. And the last one is offer support.
Yeah.
So offer to help them find a counselor. Offer to, and this may be in the case if your child is projecting on you, or maybe you have a friend or, you know, somebody close to your family that's projecting on you. So offer to get support. Say, hey, listen, this scenario kind of blew up, and I think it's because you were projecting on me kind of the way you feel about it.
Yeah.
And why don't we go and get some help on this?
Yeah. No, that's really good. Yeah. And I think, you know, from a, like just the spiritual perspective of it, there's always a root to where these things come from. So anytime you're seeing an abnormal reaction or an explosive reaction, and you have the self-awareness to understand that, hey, this person is projecting on me. You know, like you said, offer support, Scott, and maybe just sitting with them, praying together, but also just asking the Lord, you know, where is this coming from? What is within me or within them that is causing this reaction? Going to that and really just surrendering that and giving that to Jesus so that there can be healing, maybe in a place where there has been some pain and some trauma, and work through that so that this isn't a continued pattern, that it's not a cyclical pattern that keeps occurring because, you know, when you're consistently projecting on people, I mean, that can cause a lot of issues in relationships.
No, I 100% agree. And again, all of these things, and the reason we talk about this is not to point out people's faults, but it's to acknowledge this in yourself to say, am I doing this?
Yeah.
We know folks in blended families carry a lot with them, and typically they carry it into their new marriage and into their new family. So we want to make sure that you're aware that, hey, projecting is real.
Mm-hmm.
There is a real cause for that. And there's also real remedy. So again, love your thoughts on ways to prevent that. You know, getting quiet within yourself to understand that, hey, these things may be happening. How do I get help? And then going and seeking the help that you need.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
Guys, thank y'all so much for being with us on this episode of Let's Therapy. We hope that you've enjoyed this. Can't wait to be back with you next week. Take care.
Be blessed in all that you do.